It's hard not to think, why isn't Europe doing more to help people like Hamza? Also, why isn't the U.S. government doing more? Mark Toner is deputy spokesman at the State Department in Washington. I asked him how many Syrian refugees the United States has admitted since the conflict began in 2011.
I believe our current numbers are somewhere between 1,500 and 1,700. That's by the end of 1,800, rather, by the end of this fiscal year. That means by the end of this October.
So we spoke with the nonprofit group Refugees International yesterday, which is also monitoring the situation. They believe, best of their knowledge, that the number is between 800 and 900, certainly under 1,000. But even if it's 1,800, as high as 1,800, we're talking 11 million people who have been displaced. I mean, it really seems like a drop in the bucket.
Well, again, these are asylum-seeking refugees. Certainly, what you're seeing in Europe is, frankly, a broad array of refugees seeking shelter, seeking, any kind of relief. But you're right, it is a huge situation right now, and certainly we're watching as it unfolds in Europe. But we've already put more resources into accepting refugees for permanent asylum in the United States and resettling them here. And we've actually upped our numbers on that front.
Yeah, how many is the U.S. committed to taking now?
Well, again, what we've done is we've gotten over 17,000 refugee resettlement referrals. That's from the UNHCR. But certainly, you know, one of the problems in any of these kinds of processes is the fact that they have to undergo a fairly stringent security check. And that's an important element of it. But that can take time. That's a long process, sometimes 12 to even 18 months.
I mean, given the urgency, why isn't that process being speeded up?
Well, again, we're putting more resources behind it. We're looking at that and trying to, frankly, speed up our response. What's also important here is what are we doing in terms of humanitarian assistance? And the U.S. is the largest donor. We put almost $4.5 billion to assistance of refugees, both within Syria, but certainly outside of Syria, places like Turkey, Jordan, and elsewhere.
I mean, President Obama says he's committed 100% to helping these refugees, but it sounds like the money is not necessarily doing what a lot of people would like to see it doing.
Well, look, let's be very clear. We've seen some, I would say, heartbreaking images out of Europe the last couple of days. Certainly what we've seen in Hungary, but the image of the child in Turkey washed up on the beach to any parent, and frankly to anyone, are heartbreaking. And it speaks to the urgency of the situation. We're doing a lot. Do we need to do more? Yes. And we're looking at how we can ramp up our efforts. And certainly, you know, the longer term goal here is we need a resolution to the conflict in Syria, within Syria. We need a credible peace process.
I mean, the political process, as far as Syria goes, feels like it's been stalled for a while. The bombing campaign, a lot of critics say it's just a stalemate. It's just a bunch of bombs, not really doing that much. What about the moral imperative here to help as much as is humanly and logistically possible for these refugees?
Well, again, you're right. I mean, we need to do more, but we're already doing quite a bit. Again, we're the largest single humanitarian assistance donor at $4.5 billion.
Sorry, I have to interrupt. Yep. When you say that, and we know that there are maybe 1,800 Syrian refugees that have been admitted to this country, it doesn't sound like the United States is doing everything it can.
Well, there's several aspects to this, and it's important to keep that in mind. You're talking about those seeking asylum in the United States, and that is a separate process. And as I talked about, it is not one that is easily done. It's not something that can be done overnight. So what we're trying to do is provide humanitarian assistance to those refugees, both in Europe, but also in places like Jordan. Certainly Turkey's been dealing with this, who are displaced. And then again, the other piece of this that I already spoke to is, you know, trying to peacefully resolve the conflict in Syria so that these people can eventually return home. Those who want to can return home.
Mark Toner is the deputy spokesman for the State Department. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.